How to Master the Mind by Louise Cowley. Disclaimer, I have also not yet mastered the mind, but I have thought about it extensively and written a book called Master the Mind by Louise Cowley, available on Amazon, by the way. And it's based on the teachings of Neville Goddard, who really knew what he was talking about. And I advise anybody listening to this, if you haven't already, listen to his talks, read his books, because he really knew what he was talking about. I'm convinced that this is the way that you can create your ideal world. And the point of mastering the mind is to gain control over it, so that we can imagine what we want to appear in our mind. And if we imagine that, if we imagine that what we want has already happened, and we live in the feeling this generates and assume it is done, it will happen. I really, truly believe that. A long time ago, I was thinking about the personality and how is it formed. And it's really about how you perceive yourself to be. And then you put it out there, and that's what people see. And that's something that we can change. So if you want to change the person that you are, or part of what you are, part of your character, you have to start believing that you are already the person you want to be. It's the only way you can make it happen. It makes total sense, practically as well as spiritually. So if you just keep on believing that you are this kind of person, and you assume you are, and you imagine you are, and you're really focusing the mind on that all the time, you are going to become it. And how do you know this is real? Because that's what you've done up to this point in your life. Think about it. Everything that you believe about yourself is what you're putting out there all the time. So that's the beauty of it. All we have to do is really think about, who do we want to be? What kind of person has this kind of success that I want, and just believe that you are it continuously, and you will become it, and that's going to attract all these good things into your life. I can imagine some people would think, well, that's like fake, isn't it? You know, I'm changing my personality. It's not going to feel natural. But your personality up to a certain point is changeable. I think there's something in us that always stays the same. And we're all born with our personality, but we can change it with the mind. The mind is the most powerful thing we have, and we're not using it enough. That's what I believe anyway. And before I start to read a bit from my book, I think the most important thing we can do is convince ourselves that this is the most important thing we can do. Because if we don't think that wanting to change is really important, we'll never do it. We'll never do it. We need to have that strong motivation in ourselves. So we need to convince ourselves this is exactly what we want. So without further ado, I will read a bit from my book and then comment on it. But after realizing the importance of what we are doing, the first step is in calming the mind and noticing when it is erratic and bringing it back to the breath so that we can fill it with what we want. Anyway, I'm going to read a bit now from Master the Mind. And here we go. We create our world through our thoughts and our feelings. So isn't it time we learn to master our mind? I say, yeah. Imagine if we could harness the power within us to manifest positive situations for ourselves and others instead of allowing the mind to run wild with random, negative, and self-destructive thoughts. Imagine how calm, serene, and happy we could be. All it takes is the motivation to change and the desire to break old habits and practice the new. We need to use the mind as a tool of manifestation. Our goal is to imagine a new concept of self, and we can start by asking ourselves the following questions. How would you see yourself if you achieved what you want to achieve? How would you feel? So I'll stop there. And that's something important to focus on. Whatever you want in life, you are going to be a different person when you get it. You won't be exactly the same. So try and imagine how that would feel if you achieved your heart's desire. How would it feel? Think about that now and try and get a sense of that feeling. I'm sorry about the fact that I live near Heathrow Airport, so those are the planes all the time, but I can't do anything about it. I will try and record the next one when they are not going directly overhead, but sorry, can't do it now. Anyway, back to the concept of self. Think about how would you feel, and beyond that, so you have achieved what you want, and then that's your life now. How much more confident are you going to feel? And then you're thinking from the new concept of self. You're already there. What do you want to do next? How would you think and feel about that? And it's imagining people around you, how they relate to you as well. You don't see yourself in your imagination because you are yourself, but you see your world as you do normally, and you can imagine people relating to you a bit differently, maybe looking up to you a bit more because you've achieved so much. That's the kind of thing you have to imagine with the self-concept. So it's using the imagination to see what you would see and feel what you would feel. Okay, so when we can clearly imagine this feeling, we need to live in it throughout the day, and this feeling will eventually appear in the world as objective reality. Everything already exists. And the way to bring this into everyday life is through imagining the feeling of what it would be like. In other words, the feeling of the wish fulfilled. So every time I think about that, that blows my mind to a certain degree, that feelings are what actually bring things into our world. And that doesn't mean that we have to always be vibrating on a high level, as some people say, or just constantly being positive. But it's maintaining this feeling that you are the person you want to be, assuming that you are, and living in that confidence. And that's what's going to make it happen. I don't know how it happens, but what you're sending out from this power within yourself is what is going to come back to you. And if you're constantly anxious or worried or feeling a lack, that's what you're sending out, and that's what you're going to get back. And I know it's very hard because sometimes I feel anxious, and I know that it's not good for me. And there are moments when I can bring it back and just think, well, I'm so much more than this. I am consciousness. I am this great power within me, which is God. And if I can just meditate on that and rest in that feeling, then that brings me some kind of calmness and peace of mind. And I know it's real. But objective reality is very powerful, isn't it? It can really pull you in, and you can be really hung up on the tiny details of your everyday life instead of looking at the bigger picture, which will enable you to reach out and grab something much bigger and much more meaningful than you're currently experiencing. And so we've got to somehow try and keep that bigger picture in mind, not the blinkered view. And the way we do that is going back to these teachings all the time and refocusing our mind on believing that we already are what we want to be. Because everything is there for us. Everything we can imagine is there for us. We just need to live in it. We need to live in it, and we need to believe that we already have it. And that's the essence of all of Neville Goddard's teachings. It's that Bible quote from Mark 11, believe that you have received and you will receive, or rather, believe that you receive and you will receive. Believe, what I'm trying to say is believe that you are receiving now. And then you are receiving it. And so it's happening right now. As soon as you start believing that you have it, you have it. That's it. I think I got it that time. We don't see it manifest in our physical reality immediately. But we can be sure that we have it. And it's just patience, it's waiting. I think not even waiting, it's you have to be content that you have it. Even you could think, maybe I'll never see it in the sensory world. I'll never see that physically. But I have to still believe that I have it, even if I never see it. And that's hard. But if you do that, the irony is you will see it. You have to have that complete faith that it's yours already. No doubt. Doubt is the opposite of faith. Complete belief, self-belief. And the beauty of that is that even if you don't have it straight away, you're going to get the feeling that you have it, and that is going to bring you a lot of satisfaction. So it is the way to live. And whatever you need to do to get there, do it, because it's worth it. I'm inspiring myself at the moment, to be honest. Okay, I'm going on a bit long, so I'm going to probably not say as much as I thought, but I will just finish off this bit. Okay, so if we do not learn to master our mind, it will go off in many different directions, and we will find ourselves far away from our dreams in time and space. So here we have the essence of what not to do. And that's true, because I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, I have no desire to get out of bed. I have no desire to leave that warmth and comfort. And I enjoy thinking about things. But my mind can go all over the place, and it doesn't really solve any problems. Why not spend that time imagining that you have what you want and you are that person? It's going to make you happier. Why don't I do that? I'm going to try. But I'm just saying that when the mind goes off in so many different directions, it can feel satisfying, but in a very superficial kind of way, in an intellectual way, which is not satisfying in the spiritual way. And it's not going to help us at all. Maybe we could allow ourselves a bit of thinking time, because we need to organize our lives, but we really need to be focused on what we want all the time. And so, as I said before, just try and convince yourself that this is the most important thing, because it is. And you really are helping yourself beyond all measure if you follow these instructions. You can't do more for yourself than this. And is it worth it worrying about the minor details of life day in, day out? There's one thing in the Bible, Jesus is always saying, do not worry. So many times he's admonishing us. He's saying, don't worry. And he's not saying that for nothing. So as hard as it seems to stop worrying, you have to find a way, because it's going to ruin the present moment for you, and it will ruin the future moments for you. Although there is no future, everything is happening in the present moment, even though that's hard to get your mind around. Some people find that hard, but because it does appear that we are on this linear path, but that's just appearance. Everything is actually in the present moment. And if you can get a grasp on that idea and start to believe it, then that will really help you to get there, because you will attach more value to resting in the feeling of the wish fulfilled, resting in the feeling that you already are the person you want to be in that state. Because you know that it's real and you're there. And so that's going to really encourage you. So what do we do then? How can we help ourselves? So the next thing I wrote, and there isn't much more, we can start by following a routine first thing in the morning and last thing at night before we fall asleep. Throughout the day, we can rest in the feeling of the wish fulfilled as often as we can. This will lead to a more balanced and fulfilling life where we are less disturbed by unpleasant situations, understanding the dreamlike nature of life. We will be more focused on what we cannot yet see, but know beyond a shadow of a doubt is a fact in the invisible. Through our faith in its existence, it will appear when the time is right in the world of the senses. Now is always the best time to make a new start and build a lasting routine that will change our lives for the better and allow us to fulfill our true potential. Truth depends upon the intensity of the imagination, not upon facts. Neville Goddard. So I hope you liked that. I think it's good to end on that quote and just think about the words intensity of the imagination. So it's not just imagining a nice scene, it's really feeling those intense feelings and living in that intensity. So may that be our key word from this talk, intensity. And I really wish you all the best in fulfilling your dreams and becoming the person you want to be. Take care and look forward to speaking in the next podcast too. Bye.